as a nurse, it's a solidarity, right? They're coming after people, but we're, the way that we're going to win, and we're organizing community patrols and fighting back, is through solidarity for all people. And it's my duty, and I'm very honored to be here with Union del Barrio and other organizations to organize. And like I said, we're growing. We encourage people to join the Community Self-Defense Coalition and other organizations.
Amanda, we're going to have to leave it there. Amanda Trebach is an ICU nurse, a member of Union del Barrio. She was detained by ICE for a day, violently detained. I'm Amy Goodman. This is Democracy Now! 2 weeks, the rest of the term.
We are taking it day by day, hour by hour. We're just going to make sure that whatever we do it united, and we prioritize not only Texans in our districts and our constituents, but also the American people.
We have to leave it there. Democratic Texas State Representative Cassandra Garcia speaking to us from Chicago. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
Saturday, August 23rd, Gales Game Day returns to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yes! I love football!
Tune in at 2:45 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 3 p.m. kickoff for...
Hey, we're Girl Dad, and you're listening to
CFRC 101.9 FM.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
Hey, this is Hannah from Fan Club Wallet, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
This will not drain your car battery. Now turn on your radio and zero in on the following AM station.
go. What's up, everybody?
Hey, hey, hey.
Good morning to y'all.
Good morning.
How you doing, Simone?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Just fine and dandy, like summer candy.
You're kind of summer candy.
There it is. Yep, you got us live here. We're coming at you from CFRC World Headquarters in the sunny land of Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Sitting pretty in the limestone city. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is Indie Morning Wake Up, your Wednesday edition, coming at you live every week.
Yes, every week we're here for you.
We're bringing you the goods, people. I hope you appreciate what we're doing.
I know. I hope they do, too. You know what? I think they do.
They must. They're going to appreciate this show.
Oh, they better.
Because we're going to get real nerdy with it, as if we haven't gotten nerdy with it before.
Okay, so Jeff, are you bringing it today?
We're gonna talk about LARPing.
LARPing.
Yeah.
Is that like skipping to your loo?
You could, in a sense, maybe. Yeah.
Is it physical or is it a state of being?
Oh, it's both.
Oh.
We're gonna get into LARPing later. What else we got going on in the program, Simone? We're gonna talk about food.
We talk about food. Then we talk about the weather.
Yeah. Okay. This oppressive anvil of heat.
Yes. Yeah, so we're always gonna talk about that. What else can we talk about?
Talk about tunes, shows. Yeah.
You know, talk about movies. We talk about learning new skills.
I'm learning
how to do videos and learning how to take pictures. So cool. We can talk about that too.
Well, the caffeine is flowing. It's seven minutes after eight.
I feel a little bit better, but Jeff caught me like literally sleeping.
Yeah, you were catching some Z's.
Catching some Z's.
I mean, it's real comfortable down here in Lower Carruthers Hall.
Yeah, it is.
Got to say that. Yeah. Awesome. Well, I hope you're all ready to get real comfortable with Simone and myself.
Yes, and just in a few minutes, we'll be posting the Instagram live.
Ooh.
Facebook Live. Ooh. At Simone the Moan at CFRC Radio. That's on Facebook.
Facebook. Nice.
And
welcome to the metaverse.
Yes, so SimoneThatRadio.
Sweet.
And it's public, so just jump on. Jump on so you can see us as well.
Excellent.
And hopefully we won't say anything we're not supposed to say.
That's why they tune in. And that's why you're tuning in now. We just heard a brand new one from Jacuzzi Boys with Instant Separation. And we're going to get things a moving and a grooving with Gino and the Goons. With My Guitar Almost Killed Me right here
on CFRC 101.9.
Well, the kids almost killed me in my sleep. The almost
Hey, this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
What's on your mind? Have we drifted apart again? You closed your heart to me, and I can't get back in. You treat me cold.
Out of touch? No, it's the children who are wrong.
Trust in me in all you do. Have the faith I have in you. Love will see us through if only you trust in me. To me, Daddy. Oh, yeah, and I'll be strong. We can get along, we can get along. Oh, if only you trust in me. You and I can be sure that I love you. Oh, stand beside me, stand beside me. All the while, come on, Daddy, face the future. Why don't you smile? Trust in me, and I'll be worthy of you. Oh, yeah, yeah. Why don't you, your trust in me, in all you do, and have the faith I have in you. Oh, and love will see you.
from the Lemon Twigs.
This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
Jeffrey.
I've already forgotten who that last singer was.
Her name was Kay Brett.
Yeah! Right here on CFRC.
I can't believe I remembered. My mind is mush right now.
It's just the little mush victories.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're coming at you live from Kingston, Ontario, where it's hot. Hot, hot, hot. Sunny. Summertime.
Summertime.
Your reaction speaks volumes.
Yeah.
I'm tired of this.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm sorry. I had said just in our last segment that Facebook Live was going to be on.
Oh, yeah.
You could see us. But unfortunately, it's just not working.
Zuckerberg is just not pulling his weight.
Suck you.
He sucks.
Anyway, so hopefully next week we'll get it rolling. It's just you never know. I guess maybe it's the signals. Or I don't know what's going on. Why sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
These things. Sometimes I Google that.
We can still record. I make a video. Yeah, we can. Yeah, we still can. I went through all of the trouble, Jeff, to bring an outfit.
That's true.
So we're still going to do that, but it's just not going to be live.
Sometimes when I look up problems with like Facebook and Instagram, the Google result that I get is just that it's a bad program. Like, yeah, there's no solution. Like, oh no, sometimes it's just terrible. I'm yeah. Like, great, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
We are coming at you live on a Wednesday morning. It's Indie Wake Up Wednesday. Get in here. It feels extra hump day today because it's a 4-day week.
Yeah.
Did you know you had a good long weekend, eh?
It's hot.
Yeah, so hot.
Yeah.
So hot, you know, but I had some chill moments just to rest a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I've been pushing myself all night long.
That's right. Well, yeah. Have you?
I guess not like quite like that, but you know, just you know, work stuff.
Yeah, I get it.
But you know, social media stuff.
What do you do when you dig yourself a new hole, Simone? You keep digging.
Dig up.
Well, I mean, like, it's August. There's a few weeks left of the summer season, so we're all kind of starting to think about the fall, starting to think about the next chapter of Indie Wake Up Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
We got some. We're lining up some special guests. We're gonna have this live stream thing kind of fine tuned by then.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So like, you know, we're working things out. It's, we're in the middle of a heat wave. We're not trying to rush things.
Yeah. We're just trying to go step by step.
One thing I've noticed around Kingston though in this heat wave that has been nice is the amount of tourists that have come to town. Have you noticed? Tons of European tourists. I think.
Oh, okay.
That why bother going anywhere else when you can just come to Canada where things are nice and chill, if you know what I mean.
We're chill over. We're chill.
We're getting a ton of tourists coming into our sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Been a lot of fun.
Are they spending money?
They're spending tons. Yeah, ooh, absolutely. It's good.
Money, lots of money.
Lots of French people buying wine right now. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay.
So things are happening in and around the Limestone City. Hope you're all, you know, doing well, drinking a lot of water. I'm going to start trying to drink a gallon a day. I've been hearing things online about people that drink like an obscene amount of water and how good it is. Although I do have to go to the bathroom right this second.
Okay. Before you go, I would definitely say when it comes to the heat.
Yes.
Because it's a little cooler today, but sometimes it just rebounds and it just boom, boom, just kind of hits you the next few days.
Yeah.
Please 100% look after your health during heat waves. So if you're struggling and you are a vulnerable person, you may have like chronic like lung conditions, even mental health issues. You can go to a few places. So number one,
yes,
grocery store. Number two, a department store.
Yeah.
Okay, like Winners, HomeSense,
totally,
or the mall.
Yep.
Mall's great. Thirdly, a cold bus. Sometimes the buses can be nice and cool, especially on routes around the Investa Center. There's literally like nobody on the bus.
And that's a good way to sightsee if you're new to town.
Yeah. If you just need to get out and you need to cool off.
Yeah.
I would highly recommend those things. And if you have a neighbor, you know the neighbor's elderly or whatever, please give them a call, knock on the door, see how they are,
exactly,
send a text or whatever. We have to look after each other.
You know what I recommend for a heat wave? You know what I recommend?
What do you recommend?
Robes and a suit of armor and then running around in the woods for a week.
Ooh.
That's my segue.
Okay, tell us about that. Do tell.
I don't know if you guys knew this about me, but I'm a bit of a nerd.
You're a bit.
Yeah.
Just a bit. Just like a small smidge.
Smidge, yeah.
A pinch.
Yeah. So YouTube knows this, and when I'm sitting at home on my YouTube, some things come across my page, you know, that I may not have asked for.
Yeah.
But I'm all the better for. I didn't realize that North America's largest LARPing event is happening this week and next week in, what is it? St. Mathieu de Parc, Quebec. North America's largest LARPing event, and it's just north of Montreal. For those of you that don't know, LARPing stands for Live Action Role Play, and that's like a Renaissance fair. Where think about like you're dressing up, you're dressing like a medieval knight or a wizard or whatever, and then you have your big foam swords, which I own some. I'm just putting that out there, not to brag.
Okay.
And then there are rules where, like, you know, if you whack someone in the arm, they lose their arm. If you whack someone in the chest, they die, and they got to go sit out there. So it's like a big event. So this is happening, and I only just found out about this.
I know
this week.
It's too bad. Right, but mate, we'll go to the next one.
Yeah,
we'll go to the next one
because like 8,000 people show up to this thing. 8,000 people. They camp out. I was looking at the videos, and it's this massive multi-acre property that these people started in like 1994.
Yeah,
there's multiple villages separated by woods and rivers. Mm-hmm. Like it's huge.
Yeah.
One vlogger I was watching who did it last year, she said she was walking about 12 miles a day.
No way.
Because there's raids. You basically go and you set up with like a faction, and you can like raid each other and have little skirmishes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And it's like a whole week of like missions. And,
oh, that sounds amazing.
And then she said like, oh, and if you're too tired of that, you could go to one of the many taverns or just go swimming in the river.
Ooh.
And so there's all this footage of just people like hanging out. So it just sounds like a good summer camp for adults.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That sounds fantastic. So what is it called again?
It's called Bicoline du Cry. Bicoline du Cry.
Okay.
And that's the name of, they call it the Major Battle 2025.
Oh, the Major Battle. Okay. That sounds fantastic.
But all you got to do is just Google like North America's largest LARPing event and you'll find it. Because some of the videos are insane.
Yeah.
Can you get all these people on the field of battle?
Yeah, so you're literally like in Lord of the Rings or something.
Yeah, exactly. With all these like-minded individuals.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
It does sound.
I'm wondering, though, if the majority of people are French.
It seems to be. Like, the
and
woman
so,
whose vlog
you know,
I was watching.
You have to be cognizant of be prepared for that.
A little bit, yeah. She said that most people do speak a lot of English. Like, it's kind of like going to Montreal, where it's like, yes, it's a French city, but you can still get by.
Right.
But then the only language you need to know, Simone, is the language of the sword. I can't wait. I'm going to go next year. So it's on this, August 10th until 17th, but battle preparations have already begun. The pre-meeting has started. Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to see some videos of this.
I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
I'm going to look at I'm going to give it a gander as well.
It's just way too weird to like not be interested.
You have to be part of this. It just seems like, I don't know, the ultimate fun.
Grown adults being awesome.
Yes. And it just, you know, it reminds me of the good memories of summer camp. You're right.
It's like how I've been seeing online that adult-only summer camps are becoming popular again.
Yeah.
Which I think is great.
That's the thing. That's the thing. Also, too, like, I don't know if it's related, but, you know, day parties now.
Yeah.
It's becoming a thing.
Day raves.
Yeah, people are, like, not wanting to do the night drinking. People are more taking care of themselves.
Yeah.
More wellness. They want to do it during the day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I like these things. These are fun.
I like
these. These are the way to conquer adulthood.
And board game nights and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right on. My name's Jeff the Jock.
And I'm Simone the Smooth Swimmer.
There you go. Smooth Swimmer.
I'm the Smooth
nice
Swimmer.
Nice alliteration.
Yes.
It's a CFRC.
The Smooth Sexy Swimmer.
There you go.
There you go. You gotta get the alliteration in threes, baby.
Absolutely. Well, in CFRC, we're gonna get back to the tunes. Next break, we are gonna talk about food.
Okay, and our sponsors at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods. Last set, we did hear that song Coca-Cola by the name I've already forgotten, so it doesn't matter. We said it earlier, so it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Oh, okay. Brent.
There it is.
Brent.
K. Brent. Thank you.
Yeah.
Also in that last set, we had a classic from Etta James with Trust in Me. Before Etta James, we had a new one that sounded old. It was the Honky Tonk Wranglers with What's on Your Mind.
Mm-hmm.
Sounded old, but I guarantee you it's brand new.
Oh, okay.
And then we opened it up with Gino and the Goons with My Guitar Almost Killed Me. If I was going to lead like a LARPing raiding party, I think my gang name would be the Goons. Or like Fats. We're going to hear Fats Domino. Maybe it was like Fats and the Goons.
Yeah.
What's your gang name if you're going to lead like a
A
contingent of elves. We'll come back to that, I guess. Think of what your medieval gang
Slasher
name.
Slasher Simone.
Cool. Nice.
That's what it'll be.
All right. We got Slasher Simone on CFRC.
Yeah.
Here's Everybody's Got Something to Hide Except Me and My Monkey by Fats Domino.
Of course. All right. We've got all that and more on CFRC 101.9.
This is Dose from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
C'est toujours les vacances.
Quand on est ensemble,
c'est les vacances.
Quand on est ensemble,
quand on est ensemble.
Some Mountain Dew. It's gonna be a long night.
Winter's almost gone. Oh, how I've waited so long for summer night. When there's magic in the air and I don't ever care, all that matters to me is that you are here on summer night.
it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm not wild.
the Incredible Casuals with their new track, On the Beach, which is somewhere that I hope you are headed to at some point this week or weekend, because it's a hot one here in Kingston, Ontario. And speaking of hot ones, my name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Mo.
And welcome back to Indie Morning Wednesday. Before the Incredible Casuals, we had another new track from our friends from Wales, The Bug Club, and their new one, Beep Bop Computers. Yeah. Also in there, we had a classic from Maxime Faithful with Summer Nights. We heard a new one from Les Trois Accords featuring Coup de Pirate with Toujours les Vacations. I think I got that right.
I think so.
We open it up with Fats Domino and his classic track, Everybody's Got Something to Hide Except Me and My Monkey.
Yeah.
That's a good title. That's the best song title I think we've got this week.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Well, like I said, my name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And it's Indie Wake Up Wednesday where all things happen.
Yes. Everything happens. All kinds of crazy stuff happens.
Like, you're telling me.
Yeah, for instance, I'm wearing like a crazy outfit. Because you know I wanted to do that. You know, every week try to bring in some kind of interesting, crazy outfit for those of you who are joining us on the live. But our live is not working currently, unfortunately. So, but we're still recording it.
Yeah.
And we're still going to throw it up online, probably on my YouTube, which I will link to my social so that you'll be able to, you know, take a look.
Absolutely. Yeah. Simone's very fashion forward. Me, I'm more of like, how do you say, dirt grub?
Dirt grub.
Yeah. I just sort of roll out of bed, you know, do the bare minimum, slather on some musk or something. Am I giving you trouble?
Some musk.
But you're all over it. Like you got the tickle trunk. You're wearing a dress.
Yeah, I've got like some kind of like corset type thing, kind of Marilyn Monroe type of thing. And then I've got the biggest tulle skirt you've ever seen in your life. Biggest tulle, pink. So everything's pink with my signature
black leather jacket.
Yeah, I've got my black leather jacket and my signature sunglasses, heart sunglasses, which are actually the same glasses from the Barbie movie.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So we were talking last break about live action role play and how I think if you match the pink dress with like maybe like some leather
jacket, yeah, you want to kind of give it a little bit of an edge. So I've got the jacket and I've got like a ball cap, black ball cap
that might look cool
with
it.
Mm-hmm. And I even have boots, black boots to go with it too.
So I'm gonna
have you, Jeff, take the picture so we'll have it.
We'll throw that up on our Instagram.
Yeah, that'll be good for fun.
Other things that are fun in the sun, if you're like I said, if you're heading out to the beach or doing something, you know, summertime related, you're gonna want to stop by our sponsor.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods, our glorious sponsors.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Oh, yeah. Get down to the corner of Barry and Clergy and get yourself a good lunch before they're gone.
Yeah. Is it the paper bag lunches you're selling right now, or just anything?
Just anything. Like Reuben sandwiches, smoked chicken with cranberry mayo, Sammy's. Yeah. You got the three cheese, veggie, and hummus. Always pizza, Jamaican beef patties, which have been very popular.
Yes, yes.
I say to get down there for lunch because we were also talking earlier about the tourism in Kingston and how it's going.
It's picked up.
It's picked way up.
Yeah.
And all the tourists are coming to Old Farm, so.
What do you think it is? What do you think? Do you think it's just tourism, like Kingston tourism is just really killing it with their events and making it more inclusive, accessible, and people just coming, or
their
advertising is great?
I think a lot of it, because I've been noticing.
You've got a lot of influencers around downtown too.
A lot of European tourists,
yeah.
And I think it's because if they're choosing where they want to go on vacation, they're not going to the States right now.
Right.
And so I think that Kingston's just such a great destination because of everything you just said.
Yeah.
That I think a lot of people are just choosing, you know, stay in Canada.
Yeah.
Go to Canada. See what we've
absolutely.
Got to offer.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I've definitely noticed, I've been talking to people at the Kingston Tourism Office. They've been noticing a major uptick.
Right.
So it's great for the restaurants. Great for people like Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Not good for you if you get to Old Farm too late. And
so
we're
come early, people.
Yeah.
Come early.
Get some Kawartha Dairy ice cream.
Mm.
I made my first float last week of the summer.
Did you?
Yeah, kids don't.
Was it a root beer float?
No, he chose that. He went wild with it.
Moose Tracks. Went wild.
It was the Moose Tracks ice cream.
Okay.
Which is the one that's a chocolate vanilla with peanut butter cups.
Oh, that sounds good.
Paired with orange
paired.
Cream soda.
You're so elevated.
Oh, yes. So
orange soda
and peanut butter ice cream.
That seems a strange combination.
The strangest,
it worked?
It worked, I guess.
Yeah.
He liked it.
Mm.
But the strangest combination is I've got a couple of young fellows that come in after their day camp, and if they don't have a flavor of ice cream that they want, they just get a whole dill pickle in a cone. And
they love it. They just walk out with the dill pickle in the cone.
We're here to serve.
Wow.
So get down to Old Farm. We will do our best to satiate whatever crazy cravings you've got.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, the coffee's delicious. You drank my coffee this morning, by the way.
I did. I'm sorry, Jeff. Like, I don't know what, like, I'm struggling. I'm struggling, my friend. I'm struggling. I'm working on my social media and learning at the same time. And on top of that, trying to go out and hone my skills in photography and videography.
And sword fighting now.
So, hopefully soon, I'll have my own little thing. I already got a name for my business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I'll let you guys know when there's actually stuff on the page.
We got irons in the fire.
I got some irons in the fire. Not bad. If you're interested, I don't care. Can I promote myself on here?
Well, sure.
I guess. Anyway, if you guys like art or whatever, you can go to Simone Ollie Art, which is SimoneOtTLeyArt. Check it out. Just take a look.
Nice.
See what I'm up to.
She's got good stuff.
Yeah.
Anyone else's good stuff?
What?
Tunes.
What?
Telling me what?
What?
We got a brand new track from The Beaches, Canadian rock and roll royalty, The Beaches. This is from the Freakier Friday soundtrack.
Ah, the new thing coming up.
A lot of legacy sequels. So we'll talk more about legacy sequels.
Yeah, okay.
On the nerd segment next.
Right.
And I will refrain from talking too much more about LARPing, but there's no guarantee about that.
There's no guarantee.
My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moe.
And let's do it.
Let's go.
But Milhouse is my name.
But I thought I was the only one.
A pain I know all too well.
So this is what it feels like when doves cry.
happen to you.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, 'cause there ain't no cure for the summer.